Let my people go. Oppressed so hard they could not stand. Let my people go. Go down, Moses, way down in Egypt land. Tell old Pharaoh, let my people go. Thus saith the Lord, bold Moses said, let my people go. There's a smite, thine firstborn dead, let my people go. My people go. Shall they in Egypt toil? Let my people go. Let them come out with Egypt's spoil. Let my people go. Go down, Moses, way down.
So powerful. If you're just joining us, we're in the WRTI 90.1 Performance Studio. We've just heard Keith Spencer baritone in Go Down Moses.
Go Down Moses, right.
Arranged by Peter Hilliard, who was at the piano, and Claudia Pellegrini on violin. Keith, I just wanted to remind listeners that they can watch you perform as well as listen on the airwaves. Sure. Go to our website, WRTI.org. You can click on the link and check out the video that is streaming on Facebook Live. And you'll be performing at the Capitol with the Capitol Philharmonic of New Jersey on February 22nd.
That's right.
Go Down Moses is such a powerful story from the Bible, from the
it
book of
is.
Exodus, about mm-hmm. the Israelites captivity
yes. mm-hmm.
by the Egyptians, and Moses had to lead them out of
Exodus
captivity.
From Egypt, correct.
So how did African Americans adopt that story for their mm-hmm. own?
So much of the foundation for spiritual starts in those stories from the Bible, and was really part of the African American culture. And it was really an idea of hope that if they could be freed from Egypt in some way, that African Americans back, especially during the Civil Rights Movement, when the song was adopted as part of an anthem for the Civil Rights Movement, that they would have those same ideas, that they would be able to be freed from the situation that they were in, and there was an opportunity for change. That's where it came from, for sure.
And then later adopted by the Civil Rights Movement.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And there were several songs that, since the African-American church is a large part of so many people's lives back then and now, a lot of those Bible stories and songs that folks grew up on became themes of the Civil Rights Movement.
How would the civil rights movement have been affected had music not been a part of it? Because music seems to have been such a powerful motivator for the movement.
I would agree 100%. It's unifying. It truly is. I don't know where you have, wherever you come from, you can feel motivated by a song, inspired by a song. And it's always been that way through the movements all throughout history. Music has always played a large part of that.
Especially with the African-American community, do you feel?
Yeah,
because
I do.
A very
musical culture.
Yeah,
it's especially those things that could be solely owned by African-Americans, things that they brought to our culture. And it's great to be able to highlight these things during Black History Month to bring these spirituals forward because they're often not heard and presented. So we're grateful for the opportunity to be able to share and continue to share them now.
Well, we would love to hear you share another selection. And this
is from
the Civil Rights Movement.
Yes, this is a song. The first one is a spiritual. And then it's blended with one that was made, I think, brought forward by Mavis Staples during the time of the movement, gospel artist Mavis Staples. Keep your eyes on the prize. Mm. Yeah.
I ain't gonna let nobody turn me around, turn me around, turn me around. I ain't gonna let nobody turn me around. I'm gonna keep on walking, keep on talking, marching on the freedom land. I ain't gonna let nobody turn me around, turn me around, turn me around. I ain't gonna let nobody turn me around. I'm gonna keep on walking, keep on talking, marching on the freedom land. I ain't gonna let no jailhouse turn me around, turn me around, turn me around. I ain't gonna let no jailhouse turn me around. I'm gonna keep on walking, keep on talking, marching on the freedom land. I ain't gonna let segregation turn me around, turn me around, turn me around. I ain't gonna let segregation turn me around. I'm gonna keep on walking, keep on talking, marching on the freedom land. I ain't gonna let no dogs, y'all, turn me around, turn me around, turn me around. I ain't gonna let no dogs, y'all, turn me around. I'm gonna keep on walking, keep on talking, and marching on the freedom land. I ain't gonna let nobody turn me around, turn me around, turn me around. I ain't gonna let nobody turn me around. I'm gonna keep on walking, keep on talking, marching on the freedom land.
Paul and Silas were bound in jail, had no money for to go their bail. Keep your eyes on the prize, hold on, hold on, hold on. Keep your eyes on the prize, hold on, hold on. Silence began to shout. The doors popped open and they all walked out. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on, hold on, hold on.
Fabulous. We're in the WRTI 91.1 Performance Studio with baritone Keith Spencer, Peter Hilliard at the piano, and Claudia Pellegrini on cajon. They've just done two important songs for the civil rights movement, Ain't Gonna Let Nobody Turn Me Around, mm-hmm. and Eyes on the Prize. Fabulous.
Thank you. Fun to do, for sure.
And fun to hear Claudia playing percussion.
Yes. She does everything.
Now, you all will be performing on February 22nd, as we mentioned, at the War Memorial, the Patriots Theater
in Trenton
with
yes.
a few more musicians than we have
just
today.
A couple, right.
Tell us about that concert.
Yeah, we'll be doing, actually, Capitol Philharmonic of New Jersey decided to augment their season with a tribute to Black History Month by doing a show I created called Brothers on Broadway. And it's a tribute to the leading men of the Broadway stage, African-American leading men of the Broadway stage. And so we'll be doing that. We typically do it with a combo, but we'll be expanding and doing it with the entire Capitol Philharmonic Orchestra. So we'll have 40-plus musicians up there, and we'll be having a great time. It's a one-man show, 2 hours, and that beautiful Patriots Theater in Trenton. So, yeah, we're super, super excited about it. Peter did the orchestrations, yes, for that, and Claudia will be there, and we'll be having all our friends up there on the stage. We'll have a wonderful time, yeah.
And you partnered with the city of Trenton, I understand, and the Capitol Philharmonic.
Yeah, absolutely. The Capitol Philharmonic has been nothing but unbelievable partners, and really the project has really grown so much to allow us to really impact the city of Trenton. Several organizations have partnered with us where we've put some grant money together, working with my partner, Natalie Kay of On Demand Programs and Events, to help raise grant money, to help students have access to the theater and access to this music. And other organizations are tying in as well. It's really become quite a big project for everyone. We're very excited.
And I understand that you'll have quite a few children in the audience.
Yes, we will.
Students.
Yep. They will be there. We're hoping they'll be rowdy too. Yeah. We're gonna have a good time. Yes.
It sounds like a wonderful evening. And if people want to get tickets,
they can go to capitophilharmonic.org. Mm-hmm. Or to get tickets, or they can go to my website, keithspencer.com. And there are group rates available. But yeah, we're looking forward to seeing a whole bunch of folks there. Yeah.
And I invite our listeners to go to our page as well, wrti.org. Click on the post. You can watch this performance that we're broadcasting right now on our Facebook page and find out more about the concert. Now, the next selection you're going to sing is very different from the first two songs that you have sung.
Different.
And, mm-hmm. and what is the message? And tell us a little bit about the arranger. Yeah. Of this
next selection is called He Never Said a Mumbling Word. And it's another Negro spiritual. We pull it more from the Robeson side of the music. Mm-hmm. In Brothers on Broadway, we do a great tribute to Paul Robeson and the music he did. And He Never Said a Mumbling Word. This arrangement was done by the famous choral arranger, African-American choral arranger, Moses Hogan. He was well known for his settings of Negro spirituals and really brought so many beautiful selections to the forefront with his treatment of them. So we'd like to paid a tribute to him in doing that for this next selection.
Wonderful.
Thank you. was indeed a pity and a shame, and he never said a mumbling word. Was indeed a pity and a shame, and he never said a mumbling word, not a word, not a word, not a him in the side, and he never said a mumbling word. They pierced him in the side, and he never said a mumbling word. Came trickling down, and he never said a mumbling word. His blood came trickling down, and he never said a mumbling word, not a word, not a word, not a said a mumbling word. He bowed his head and died, and he never said a mumbling word, not a word. Not a word, not a word.
My goodness.
A little different.
Keith Spencer, baritone, with Peter Hilliard at the piano and Claudia Pellegrini on violin, in Moses Hogan's very powerful and very striking arrangement of He Never Said a Mumbling Word.
Yeah.
I have to ask you about that spiritual, because It tells a story, really, again, of Jesus being crucified and not saying a word, not even a mumble of protest, of complaint. How can that represent fighting for your freedom and your rights?
Well, on the plantation, you weren't allowed to express. And when you were under duress, you weren't allowed to respond. And there, and I think the example is there from Christ for slaves to look to say, hey, here's a model. Under what he went through and his ordeal, he never said a word. Not that we're not upset about what's going on, but we're not going to, emote, because that would possibly lead to punishment. And then also in the civil rights movement, there's an idea there also that under nonviolent protest, right, there are things that are going wrong, things that are done that are going poorly by you, but yet you're still going to choose something different. So there's just that model was there in that structure of a spiritual.
Oh, and also there's something about not giving into desperation when the times are so tough, when somebody's whipping you, for instance, not giving voice to your upsettedness and in pain.
Sure, sure.
That is in its own way a kind of defiance.
Yeah,
it's like, I'm too proud to show you that you're gaining power over me.
Powerful sentiment. And that's woven all through a lot of the spirituals that were shared. Amongst slaves back then, they weren't allowed to be open about their thoughts. They could share it through song. It was something that they owned, and they could share amongst different plantations and different amongst their community.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Why do you, as an artist, want to present this kind of a program about the African-American experience? Because obviously with your voice and your musicality and those of your colleagues, you could really sing anything, Italian, French, English, folk songs.
And I love that as well. Mm-hmm. I think it's not that this is Black History Month, for sure, but these are not just Black History Month songs. I believe it's an idea of sharing. We don't hear this color, the color of this voice, a lot of time. And spirituals are something that are very public. They were brought forward by several African-American arrangers that people don't hear very often, done in these certain ways. So it's a way of keeping an idea alive. We don't need to kind of look back and go there again, but still be reminded that this is something that is part of our culture now. And so to share it is an honor to do.
And you're really educating people as well.
Ideally, that's the most of it, for sure.
And thank you so much for that. And I invite our listeners again to watch this broadcast on our Facebook page, WRTI Music, and come hear Keith sing along with Claudia playing and Peter at the piano and the whole Capitol Philharmonic
of New Jersey. February 22nd.
Paul Robeson figures very much into that show. Tell us a little bit about Paul and also your very last selection for us today.
Paul Robeson, I just have such a respect. I mean, he is the consummate blend of scholar, athlete, lawyer, just actor, international concert artist, just so many things to his credit. And as far as Brothers on Broadway, the way he makes interest into that show is that he was in 1936, in the revival of Showboat on Broadway. People know Paul Robeson probably because of Old Man River. He did the 1936 32 and 36, 32 revival and then 36 film version of the musical Showboat. He was Joe, the character. And so he's sort of this iconic, booming, legendary voice that brought what spirituals and that color music to the forefront. In this show, we have an opportunity to do spirituals like this. Yeah. And this last selection is one that would be sort of that Paul Robeson flair, but we sort of tweaked it a little bit, right? It's a special arrangement. Yeah, we tweaked it a lot.
By you?
Yeah. Yes.
You're taking credit for this one.
Thank you, yes. I'm taking credit for this one. This is Didn't My Lord Deliver Daniel?
Didn't my Lord deliver Daniel, deliver Daniel, deliver Daniel? Didn't my Lord deliver Daniel, then why not every man? He delivered Daniel from the lion's den, Jonah from the belly of the whale, and the Hebrew children from the fiery furnace, then why not every man? Didn't my Lord deliver Daniel, deliver Daniel, deliver Daniel? Didn't my Lord deliver Daniel? Then why not every man? The wind blows east and the wind blows west, blow like the judgment day. And every soul that never did pray will be glad to pray that day.
I set my foot on the gospel ship. The ship began to sail. It landed me on the wrong Canaan shore. Never come back no more. Never come back no more. Never come back no more. Didn't my Lord deliver Daniel? 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 Didn't my Lord deliver Daniel?
Fantastic. Yeah. Baritone Keith Spencer in his own arrangement of Didn't My Lord Deliver Daniel with Peter Hilliard at the piano and Claudia Pellegrini on violin. They'll be performing February 22nd at the War Memorial in Trenton with a whole cast of musicians. Thank you so much for coming into our studio.
Thank you for having us, Deborah. Glad to be back.
It was an honor to have you, and good luck on the concert.
Thank you so much.